The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, the latter being a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Let me introduce my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
How you living?
I'm living the dream, as always.
All right. That's great. We've dedicated 2023 to families and the stress that they are facing daily. We have our own family at Boys and Girls Home. Spring has arrived. How are our children doing?
They are really happy and excited that the sun is out and things are blossoming. It's great.
All right. That's good. The way it should be. We have a guest today, and this is a special show for us. We have a phone-in guest. And so would you please introduce our guest in today's topic?
I would love to. So today we have Caitlin Farron from Fairway. She is a dietitian, and we're going to talk about nutrition and healthy choices and the not-so-healthy choices and the impact it has on us. So welcome, Caitlin. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. Thank you guys for thinking of Fairway.
Well, we're Fairway partners. We shop there, and we do a lot of promos with Fairway. Brenda?
Yeah, Fairway has been a great advocate of mental health and working with us and what our cause is. They have supported our agency numerous times, and we are ever so thankful for that and appreciative.
Yeah, we work with Emily. I think Emily in your marketing department.
Oh, yes.
She is wonderful.
Amazing.
So, Caitlin, welcome to the show. And how about a little background on you and what you do in the area you serve?
Sure. So I've been with Fairway for about 10 years now. Prior to Fairway, I worked at the Marshalltown, the Veterans Home, and I worked for WIC, Women, Infant, Children. So I worked with infants and then the elderly population. And then when I saw this job opening at Fairway, I thought, you know what? That looks like a little more creative, maybe a little more cooking involved, something I'd really like to try. So I went for it. I didn't get the job. One of my best friends from college got it. She really grew the dietitian program at Fairway. And a year later, they decided they needed one more person. And I really wanted it. And I got it that time.
All right. So, okay.
I've been with Fairway ever since.
If you like, when we were kids, remember, if you really wanted something bad enough, you really wanted it, you kept going, I want, you got it, you know? So way to go, Caitlin. You stuck in there. So give us a little background on what you do as a dietitian.
Yeah, so at Fairway, there's just two of us. So we don't do a ton of the one-on-one counseling. What we do, we're under the marketing umbrella, and we do a lot of media spots, some like cooking segments you maybe see on the news or on our various social media channels. We do a lot of recipe development. We create the Cart to Kitchen magazine that's always free.
Great magazine.
In your store.
Yep, great one.
So a lot of coming up with recipes and then figuring out the best way to share those with our customers.
Well, I love the magazine. Now I have to. I'm kind of like experimenting with cooking, starting to cook again, and I love it when you hear your ads. They tell you, "Here's what you need for this recipe." Because I need that kind of training, so it's really good, and I love getting the ads every week from Fairway. I love your drive up service also. This is a good Fairway plug because you guys are great, and ladies,
yeah, man, you're
really good. So let me ask you about this. We're talking about nutrition. And I'm sure you cover a lot of bases dealing with nutrition. Give me an idea how it fits in with mental health.
Well, I think a lot of it's hard for people to grasp mental health because we can't necessarily always see it. And I think it's important to know that nutrition is just as important, if not more, to mental health, just as it is your physical health. You know, food really is the fuel for our bodies, all aspects of our bodies. So whether it's your brain, muscles, hormones, immune system, you know, we want to fuel that properly. Just if you think of your body as a car, I kind of like analogies. So if you think of your body as a car, you wouldn't put diesel in your car and expect it to function properly or at top notch.
That's been the problem. Oh, boy, I'll tell you.
I always think of that commercial where somebody's hangry and they're just angry and how that all happens. And it really is a good analogy of food. You need food and how it impacts your mental health and your mood.
Yep, just as it does your physical, you know, it's fuel for your mental health as well.
Well, Brenda, what about nutrition in our children?
So I'm a big supporter and advocate of healthy eating, healthy lifestyle, and healthy life. So we really focus on nutritional foods, snacks. I am a big proponent of limited sugar and teaching our kids healthy life choices when looking at food. Healthy snacks, doing the fruits, the vegetables, the good proteins. Kids with struggling with attention deficit disorder, having protein snacks throughout the school day make an enormous difference. And protein snacks can be, you know, hard-boiled eggs, cheese. Just those nutritional things make all the difference.
My wife used to make ants on a log, and that was celery, peanut butter, and raisins.
One of the favorites.
And that was the kids' after-school treat. You know, I'm Art Silver, along with Brenda Geisinger and our guest, Caitlin Ferrin from Fairway. And so let's continue our discussion on nutrition and mental health. You know, Caitlin, let me ask you, is it more expensive? Does it cost more money to eat nutritionally?
So glad you brought this up because this is one of my favorite areas to talk about. I spend a lot of time trying to tell people how to eat a little bit healthier, but I think it's just as important to try to eat on a budget because, let's face it, we're all on a budget of some kind. So one thing I try to do is, you know, it does no good if you pack your fridge full of, you know, fresh fruit, veggies, and you're not going to get to it in time. You know, that's just a waste of money all around. So one thing I spend a lot of time doing is finding new ways to use leftovers, to use pantry staples that you always have on hand that we can make a quick meal out of, quick nutritious meal, reducing waste. So those are all things that I try to do with my different recipes. And I do think it's important to kind of really compare in your mind. Say you want a snack. And you're going to go for chips and dip. Well, a bag of chips and dip, you know, that's going to be probably, if you're getting a full bag of chips, I don't know, $5 to $7. Whereas you could get a bag of carrots and dip, that's going to be about half of that. So, you know, it's choosing the right items, but then it's also utilizing, being able to utilize them correctly to save money. So, good nutrition does not have to cost you more.
Okay, we got the message here. You ready to hear that? What about organic foods?
Organic foods. Well, organic foods are going to be more expensive, primarily just because running an organic farm is pricier than a conventional farm with the various natural fertilizers and yada yada. But do you have to buy organic? No. I think it's, you know, a lot of the items, the produce that you're buying that are organic, if you're not eating the peel, for example, bananas, that's where most of those pesticides are going to be. If you're peeling it anyway, absolutely you don't need to spend the additional money on organic.
Great tip.
Yeah. And I think it's also really important to realize, not only with the organic, but, you know, there's fresh, canned, frozen, dried, any of those options are great to get your servings of fruits and vegetables in. It doesn't always have to be fresh like you think of. It can be canned, frozen. Any of that is wonderful to add in.
That is great advice, I'll tell you. And I'm going to take it up, especially on the peel. You don't have to go organic. Just make sure you peel and definitely always clean your vegetables. Hey, we're coming up on our break right now. We'll be right back of when more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and our guest from Fairway, dietitian Caitlin Farron. Let's continue our discussion on good nutrition, and let's go to the family dinner table. Now, Ronald Reagan once said, I think the quote, something to this effect, everything, you want any type of change, anything good, it always happens at the family dinner table. So this is a routine that has changed over time. Let's talk about the family dinner table. Caitlin, how do you see that as being important in the terms of food selection, nutrition? Have we gotten away from it, more healthier meals? What's your feeling?
It's hard. I know it's hard to get everybody around the table. Everybody's schedules are crazy. I get that. But this is something that is I'm super passionate about. September, actually, I don't know if you know this, is Family Meals Month. So we spend a lot of time in September coming up with ways to make it easier for families to get together, different meal ideas. And, you know, nutrition is one aspect of it, but I cannot believe the amount of studies that show other positives that come from family meals, improved performance at school, enhanced reading levels, better body image, better communication. I mean, the list goes on and on. So this is an area that I am super passionate about and really want people to try to do. It doesn't have to be every day. I get it that it's hard, but as often as possible, eating together is just so positive in many different aspects.
If we couldn't do it every single night, let's try to get at least a routine down where we have certain nights. I remember when I was out east, Wednesday was Prince Spaghetti Day, and that was the ad. Anthony running to the north end of Boston, the Italian section. It was Prince Spaghetti Day. We got used to spaghetti on Wednesday nights. Saturday nights was hot dogs and beans. Now, hot dogs, I mean, we're talking nutrition here, so you gotta bear with me. I wasn't always looking at nutrition, but hot dogs and beans was a staple on Saturday nights, and I'm sure we had other traditions all through the country. But you had a tradition with your meals?
Yeah, on Sunday we always had pizza.
All right. I'm saving that one for what's my best nutritional food. So, Caitlin, let's get off the dinner table and let's go to the lunchbox. How about what's good nutrition for lunch?
You know, I think the school lunches really, sometimes kids kind of turn up their nose at the school lunches, but they really do the best they can. And research has shown that students who participate in the school meal program, they do consume more whole grains, more milk, more fruits, more vegetables than the non-participants. So I get that sometimes kids don't like it, but it can have good choices. They do their best. And when we're packing our lunch, we can also try to incorporate some of those healthier items too, some yogurt, fruits and veggies, the whole grains, you know, choosing a whole grain bread, that could be an easy swap to the, you know, PB&J, things like that. So like Brenda mentioned earlier, getting those protein sources in there that are going to keep those kids fueled for the rest of the day, not just the sugary items that, you know, they'll be in and out in no time. So Yeah.
Well, we had to go through a few years ago. The federal government got involved with nutrition, and they redid the whole block, the triangle we had, that nutrition triangle.
Yeah.
And I remember being at the Explorers Games, and we had a couple of our clients with us, and it was Wednesday, and Wednesday night was wiener night. So I went up there, and the boys, they loved hot dogs, and they kept eating hot dogs. So about the fourth hot dog, I said, hey, guys, how come you're having a hot dog feast here? What's going on? They said, these hot dogs taste so good, Art. I said, oh, yeah. I said, what about the hot dogs the boys and girls home? They said, well, when you pick them up, they kind of like flop over a little bit. I said, huh? He said, well, you go talk to Miss Katie. She's our cook about that. So they went in and talked to Katie, and about 2 weeks later, my cook comes storming into my office. She said, Art, did you set those kids on me? What kids? She goes, the kids with the hot dogs. I told them to come talk to you. And well, they came and talked to me, and I explained to them that we have, because of nutrition rules, turkey hot dogs. And turkey hot dogs don't stand up as much as the beef hot dogs. So my kids got an answer, my kids got an education, and I got a bawling out. But it was all for a good cause. But kids are getting used to that now. They're starting to ask. And I think somebody touched on, either you or Brenda, that the children – when you change a nutritional value, they want more. It's not that they want to eat junky. They're hungry. Give them more nutritional stuff to eat. So we increased a couple of snacks during the day that were nutritional, and that kept the kids going at least until their major meal times.
Yep, that's exactly what you have to do. You know, we talked about the fuel for your body and the fuel for your mind, and if you're cars running low on fuel, it's going to be going a little slower, acting kind of silly. And, you know, same with our kids. You have to keep those good nutritional fuels coming in.
You know, you mentioned something earlier, Caitlin, and that was on leftovers. And I'm not really a leftover fan, but I think our generation, they get the most out of everything. And leftovers is a deal. And I find it that the women, my mother, she's older, but they can do magic with leftovers. They just know all the tricks and how to make this taste like that. And it's really good. So leftovers are important, especially if you get someone that knows how to cook in the house. It could make it a real adventure for you. I got
to
ask you.
And we like to think of it, too, as instead of leftovers, it's cook once, eating twice. So you could cook hamburger and next time make it into Sloppy Joe's, make it into tacos, make it into, chili. So just because you're cooking a bigger batch and having leftovers doesn't mean it always has to taste the same either. So
cook once, eat twice. Okay, everybody, cook once, eat twice. Okay, I want to think about that. That does make a lot of sense. Okay, here we go. Here's the million-dollar question. Nutritional food. Okay, eat this. Don't eat that. My favorite food is pizza. Now, how nutritional is pizza?
You took mine. That was going to be my favorite.
Okay, then. You go right ahead. Carry it on. I guess we're on this. Great minds think alike.
I mean, you can really make it what you want. So, from the crust to the toppings, you can tweak the nutritional components. One of my favorite crusts is a really thin crack, like a crispy crust. That's going to be a little bit healthier. A whole grain is going to be a little bit healthier. So you can really take a pizza, you know, on a scale from 0 to 5. It could really fall anywhere in there depending on the different pieces that you use, the crust, the sauce, the toppings, things like that.
Okay. Brenda, what's your favorite?
So my absolute favorite is a Greek vanilla yogurt with blueberries in it.
Oh, you got to set the curve, huh, Brenda? Can't fight that, I guess.
It used to be ice cream, and so, you know, I went the healthy route. I, too, have been converted to nutrition.
Yeah. Well, you know, pizza, Caitlin, you know, you can eat it. I learned in college, you can eat it cold.
And, you can eat it cold, yep. And I love, like, we talked about leftovers. You can pretty much throw anything on a pizza, and and it's going to be pretty good. So, good way to use up leftovers, too.
Sounds good. Well, we're coming up on the end of our show, and every week we end our show with a joke. Humor is medicine for the soul. So here's the joke. What cake is perfect for eating in bed? sheet cake. Thanks, Caitlin. Brenda, and also thanks to our listening audience. I want to give a shout out to Chris Beek, the Fairway manager at the Indian Hills store. He recently retired from Fairway after 41 years. Chris will be missed by employees and customers. I hope that the fish are biting. Chris is this wonderful guy. He's the kind of guy that jumps in and does anything from wheeling out packages to helping our folks in the aisle stocking. Set a great culture in the Fairway Indian Hills store. He will be missed. And Chris, enjoy your retirement. Don't forget to visit the new and improved Stuff Store. The new Stuff Store, we have stuff arriving daily. So it's located in the former Indian Hills Shopping Plaza, the new home of the Jenny Peterson Behavior Health Campus. Hotland Counseling is having a golf tournament, 18 holes of feel-good golf at Covington Golf Course. Please come out and find your space. Call or go to their website for more detail. Boys and Girls Home and Family Services are hiring teachers, full-time and part-time, for the upcoming school year. Please give our HR manager a call at 293-4700. When things aren't going well, we'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework this week is to go out and have a good laugh. May the sun shine on you. Peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.